Good evening. My name is Cale Keeble. I'm the state representative from District 47, which includes most of Boroughville and a small portion of Gloucester. Like many that have spoken before me, I am one of these families that has been in town for 100 years and five generations. And I love this town, and I love its people. I rise in strong opposition to this power plant today, and I think my friend Squeaky is here. Squeaky, do you remember when I was first running for office in 2010, you came to my headquarters, and we sat down, we had a cup of coffee, and you had some concerns about Buck Hill and keeping it rural, and I made some promises to you? Well, I'm here to keep those promises today. I'd like to make 2 points of a legal matter. First of all, pursuant to section 4298.11(b)(1), this board should consider need. Well, wasn't I surprised when I picked up today's journal, page 7, Commerce News. Adequate electricity predicted for the summer in Rhode Island. Electricity should be adequately in supply in Rhode Island and the rest of New England during the summer if temperatures aren't unusually high and disruptions in natural gas supply to power plants are low. That's the latest electric power forecast from ISO New England, which operates the region's bulk power system and wholesale electricity markets. We have plenty of energy. It's in the Providence Journal today. Section 4298.11(b)(3) speaks to the environment. This can't possibly be a real concern in this example. We know from the 1988 studies that this site is not appropriate for a power plant. We know from the fact that DEM has continued to invest in preserving this area. And Director Coit, I do thank you for that. We've worked together on that with Senator Fogarty, and you've done a great job. Please keep that up. And this power plant is wholly inconsistent with that. On behalf of my Gloucester constituents, many of whom live closer to this proposed power plant than some Boroughville residents, I oppose this plant because there is nothing but pollution and traffic for them. They get no benefit and all of the burden. For my Boroughville constituents, particularly those in the immediate vicinity, and those are the ones I'm most concerned about, I oppose this plant for all the many reasons that you have heard over the past 3 days. But I want to point something out. There are only two primary reasons someone comes to live in this part of the state. First, they choose to live somewhere surrounded by nature. Someone like Deb, someone like the accountant who spoke earlier. We should respect that choice. Second, they were born there. And this part of the state sees repeated examples of multiple family members living in clustered communities. The O'Rourkes, the Baileys, who so kindly gave me their time tonight. We should not disturb them. And finally, as the Senator said, Boroughville has already done its fair share for the cause of cheap energy. The abutters have already endured a great deal. And so we ask this board for one simple thing. We don't ask a lot in Boroughville, we never do. But please, let us alone.